This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's warm, cozy, fireplace is going, heat's working, it's warm. Just keep telling yourself that, it'll be okay. The power of positive thinking, right?
I tell you what's on my mind, it's butt cold out here, and I'm fresh out of beer.
Burgess Meredith wants to tell us what's on his mind, huh? Not quite as positive as what I'm suggesting would brighten your day here a little bit. On the program we call What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's On Your Mind, and we want to know. And if it's cold, that's okay. Our cold question today is, if you could go anywhere, where would you go? More of your suggestions are rolling in. And we appreciate that. More welcome, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, 226-8503, me, 367-2054. You can email us, too, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We have a problem of gargantuan proportions.
What?
Our listeners are so awesome. They heard me earlier talking about the inability to eat a caramel roll without butter, right?
Mm-hmm.
We now have butter. But here's the problem. The caramel rolls are in Fargo, the butter's in Bismarck.
It's always something.
Todd, what are we going to do? You got one of those Star Trek transport machines there you can send that over with?
I was going to say, if anybody has a caramel roll in Bismarck or some butter in Fargo, we must meet up.
How cool is that? I love it. Thank you. It's called Challenge Butter, too. I've never heard of that brand, but...
I never have either.
Invent the challenge. We love it.
Distributed by Challenge Dairy Products, Dublin, California.
Okay.
Look it up at challengedairy.com. I got to admit, I hadn't heard of it either, but...
I love it.
That doesn't mean I have all the answers, because I don't.
Brought to you today in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons. H.A. Thompson and Sons. Tell you what, this company, pretty amazing. You have a great-grandfather, a grandfather, Harry, a dad, Harry, an oldest brother, Harry, to Mark and Claudia Thompson, who now with their daughters operate H.A. Thompson Sons. That string goes back to 1908. Pretty amazing. Great story. And, of course, they are now a go-to source for so many companies all across the upper Midwest. Design, build, new construction, prefab, repair, model, and commercial division. One of the oldest mechanical companies in the city of Bismarck. Thousands of buildings where they've installed the plumbing and piping systems. That's really throughout the state. And now provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to buildings and business owners throughout the region. Brands you know. And they're saving them money. That's 600-plus buildings. Find out more at hatandsons.com. hatandsons.com. Let's go to Gene. As soon as I can push the button that says hello. Gene, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. I would like to go to the Smithsonian Institute, and I would like to go to the Independence Hall in Philadelphia. And other than that, I don't want to go anywhere. I like it right here just fine.
So those places are not necessarily cold, warmer getaways. They're places you want to visit so you can see everything the places have to teach us.
Sure.
Yeah, the Smithsonian is pretty amazing. We were just there with a big group of students for the March for Life, and the museums were closed because of the government shutdown, partial government shutdown. So unfortunate that some of the kids who hadn't been there before couldn't see them. The American History Museum is one I really love. It's really an air and space.
I want to go there too.
Yeah, I mean, the Smithsonian is like all these different museums. It's so great. Another one, I don't think this is part of Smithsonian, but it's nearby, is the Museum of the Archives, where you actually see the Declaration of Independence. And it'll stand your hair on the back of the neck. It's just incredible. It just is. Really is amazing.
I am so emotional that I don't know if I could take it.
It is a bit of an emotional experience. It really is. If you really let it grip you and what you're seeing and what you're reading and connecting that, and something I think is missing, unfortunately, in the younger generations that just, you know, sort of take for granted all the freedoms we have here and the thought process and the work and the blood, sweat, and tears that went into the United States of America. So, and a little bonus for you, Gene, if you were there today, it'd be 40 degrees. So that's like, you know, a 50-degree swing. It wouldn't be bad. You'd be doing okay on the temp front, too.
Well, we're going to have a 70-degree swing on this weekend, I hear.
Well, I just hope it comes. Just bring it on.
Thanks for taking my call, Scott.
You bet, Gene. Good talking to you. 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind. I'd go to the southern tip of Florida, says another. That's a good spot. USA. You got, the Keys down there. And then if, President Trump decided to go to Mar-a-Lago, you could head on over to see him. Wouldn't be too far of a drive. Not bad. Not bad at all. There is a new effort that is being undertaken called the Open Door Challenge that you may want to consider being part of. Have you heard about this? Americans are being asked to try the Open Door Challenge. Here's how it works. If you believe we should have open borders, simply remove your front door as a sign of protest to President Trump's policies.
There you go.
Also include a sign welcoming anyone and everyone to come in and take anything they want. Come on, do it for the children. I don't think I'm planning to take the Open Door Challenge.
I'm going to pass on that one, too. Yeah,
one of the great,
kidding.
One of the great lines in this whole open border, build the wall, we need more border security debate, was President Trump, when he talked about the reason people want walls is not because they love, not because they hate people on the outside, it's because they love people on the inside.
Great point.
Great line. And so true. You're protecting what you love. It isn't about hating anybody, but that's what the left needs to make it and do. They do. Okay, I have a boatload of text that I'm backing up on here. You'll get a priority over the text if you call us at 258-0550. This is the last break, my gosh. Not to nitpick, but the person who said don't go to Mexico because what they are doing to us, how about we lay some blame on our politicians before we shame someone else? Mexico or any other country would not be able to do what they do if it weren't for our politicians allowing fraud in everything from voting to welfare. I also met many great, hardworking people there who are just trying to make a good life for their families. Sorry for the long text, but that rubbed me the wrong way. No, it's quite all right. It's quite all right. You could walk a long ways today with an ice cream cone. Look at the bright side. See, there you go. Think how long you could walk with an ice cream cone.
Could walk to Florida with an ice cream cone.
You could, yeah.
Looks like.
You'd be blue, but you'd be in Florida with a perfectly good, The problem with our government is that we have far too many politicians trying to satisfy their preferences while Trump is trying to do what's in the best interest of our country, says this texter. He has a tremendous challenge trying to negotiate with a collection of selfish, immature politicians. This is not about who's right, but what's right for the American people. Appreciate that. Bonnie in Tioga wants to answer the question, if you could go anywhere, where would you go? answer that, Monty, and I'll add it to the list.
I would like to go to heaven. Otherwise, I'm where I'm assigned to be.
All right. I agree with you. I'm hoping to get to heaven myself. How are we doing, do you think?
Doing just fine, sir.
House all right.
Up to 58 degrees. It's warm inside.
You got it up to 58. What was the low point?
It was down around 66 this morning.
Oh, I see. 68 you got up. I thought he said 58. You got up to 68. So that's keeping you nice and toasty, huh?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, good to hear you. Good to hear from you, Monty. Thank you. Wally in Botno, go ahead. You're up.
The wall discussion.
Wally, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, hang on a sec. We're going to head to a break, and we'll chat with you on the other side here. Don't go away. Just hang tight. Wally wants to talk about the wall. We'll talk about the wall. Anything else you'd like to chat about, 800-228-0550. On What's On Your Mind. Last chance to get your vote in. If you could go anywhere, where would you go? Time's a-wasting. Text us, 367-2054, or call 258-0550.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. InterOffice Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at InterOffice have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into. So they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck or go online to interofficend.com.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talk to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small-town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
After we polish off the caramel rolls, I think we need some North Dakota beef, don't you? Corn-fed, grass-fed, all-natural raised beef. Ooh, sound good? The folks at Schweitzer's have a butcher shop, you know, and then they also have the outlet store in Bismarck, so it works great. Check out their homemade assorted country-style sausages, burger, all cuts of beef, pork, and more. Homemade summer sausage is phenomenal. By the way, if you tell them you heard it on the show, you get a discount. That's right. 625 South Washington Street, Bismarck. Right by Runnings and Dan's Supermarket. They're off South Washington. So check them out. It'd be on the east side of Washington in front of Runnings. Okay, we're going to tell you a little bit about the needs for the Emergency Food Pantry and the work they do. One of the participants in Giving Hearts Day coming up in just a few minutes. Lynn Helms will join us in a few minutes. And more of your contributions to the question, if you could go anywhere to escape this cold, where would you go? But Wally and Bodno want to weigh in on the wall. Hey, Wally, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Honestly, I'd rather talk about caramel rolls in the wall. I'm getting kind of tired of it. But I had a hunch that, you know, the stalemate and the shutdown probably cost as much as the wall would have. And I did a little research in the late 90s, a couple of the shutdowns, I think, cost between $1 and $2 million. My son said he heard this morning on NBC this cost us $11 billion. Excuse me, between $1 and $2 billion. I might have said million, but this current shutdown or the one that just ended cost $11 billion. I guess what's frustrating as a taxpayer, and I don't care which political party you're affiliated with, this bickering cost us $11 billion. The wall's projected to be $5 billion. Who knows what it might cost in the end? Whatever. They need to sit down and just talk about the facts and put some of their egos and prides to the side and make some decisions. I think there's a number of professional people working in customs and immigration that would have a good feel for the situation on our southern border. Have they been asked, you know, if they think the wall is a good thing or not?
That's actually one of the good signs I see right now, Wally, is that the Democrats are all. Well, they're talking points, but at least they're saying these talking points, and that is we need to listen to the experts. So it sounds like they're looking for a way out. Few stories out there suggesting more Democrats are talking about the border security and again, using the term, well, if the experts say we need it, then we need it. You know, so of course the experts do. That's what Trump has been listening to all along. But if they got to say, we're going to listen to the experts, not Trump, fine. I don't care who they listen to. Just get it done. I'm with you 100%.
Well, and I think the Republicans also could have marketed this whole thing a little better if they had, let's look at the dollars, look at what it was costing us every day. To me, it's, let's get the facts. I don't know if it's like both parties think we're naive out here and we don't understand that. Trump's a businessman. Let's make business decisions. Let's lay the cards on the table. If the wall has value, let's build it. If it doesn't, let's not do it. Let's not cost taxpayers twice as much as it would have cost to build the wall. I'm just tired of what they're doing down there.
Yeah, and just wrap your mind around that a moment. You know, you wonder why we have $200 trillion in debt? I think it might have to do with the fact that it costs money to shut the government down. You shut the government down, and it costs money. And I mean, my gosh, what do you think that would save money? No, not in government. Wally, appreciate the call very much. Thanks a bunch. As I mentioned, we're going to talk a little bit about Giving Hearts Day coming up on the 14th of February. This is one of the best days in North Dakota when so many people come together and find that there are organizations out there doing good work, charities that are doing good work, and find a match. Find a match from, you know, something that is near and dear to your heart and somebody who's doing the work. And, of course, the Giving Hearts Day, you know, enterprise is all about training these folks so they make sure your dollars go the farthest they can with the charities, and they help them on board structure and all kinds of things. So they do really good work. And our guest today is Stacy Logering, who is with the Emergency Food Pantry. She's the executive director. Stacy, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
So first, a little history on the Emergency Food Pantry. You guys have been around a long time, right?
We have, almost 5 decades.
And how many people are you serving? I don't know if clients is the right word, but you know, who are you feeding?
Yeah, so in 2017, we helped over 6,400 households, and we are kind of cautious on those words. We do say we serve clients, but it might be a single person. It might be a family. You know, it might be a couple of families living together in that household. But 6,400 unique households came into our pantry about an average 3 times in the year. You know, so we feel we're part of the solution, helping people get the food that they need. But we're really glad to be a part of a great network here in Fargo-Moorhead area.
So you're not necessarily seeking them out. They're seeking you out. They know you're there because they've connected with some resource that said, you know what, there's more need than there are dollars here to do it. So what am I going to do? And they come find you.
Exactly. And a lot of times it might be a social services program, a church, or a neighbor. We really want businesses to know this as well, because the statistic in our Cass Clay County area is 1 in 9 people live in poverty. And so I think when you look around, they're hidden. You know, majority of the people we're serving are working, maybe even 2 to 3 jobs, but they might be lower rate, maybe don't get any sick leave. And so when it comes down to one minor thing, it places a person over the limit and just don't have enough money.
Is the need on the rise? Is there more need right now? Is it going up?
There is, yeah. You know, actually, I look at 6 years ago, we were able to get into a rehabilitated building. And since that time, in 6 years, we're now serving 30% more families than we were 6 years ago. And so it's startling, you know. Maybe it's the population growth, maybe it's them, you know, decline in some of their income status, but we continue to see that need go up.
And you offer more than food as part of your emergency kits here, your help, right?
We do. You know, every month we are actually purchasing toilet paper and soap. It's something that we give each family a choice if they do need those basic needs. Other things that we don't consistently have because we base it on donations are things you get ready in the morning, you know, diapers for babies. And I think there are many things that we take for granted, but we definitely like to have those options available. I think one other thing that's unique about us is we've been able to consistently offer a birthday bag for any children that are coming through and having a birthday between the next time they're served. And it's simple. It's a cake mix, a frosting, and a birthday card. And, you know, I think sometimes people don't see that as much of a value. But we've had parents in tears because they weren't able to celebrate a child's birthday. You know, they didn't have $3 to buy a cake mix and frosting. And so we've been seeing a huge community support in order to keep that program going as well.
Describe a family that stands out to you that you, you know, want people to meet over the radio here. What describe the, you know, that family that just, you know, the reason you get up every day to help.
Yeah, thank you for asking about that. So I had a mom that came in, and she was extremely ashamed. She had a baby in a car seat and a three-year-old, and then the family also had a 5-year-old that was at school at the time. And we do sit down and, you know, get to know the family a little bit before we get the food basket for them. And the girl asked, "Mom, what are we doing here?" You know, and I interjected. I said, "Hey, we're here to get you some groceries." And with big eyes, the little girl looked at her mom and said, "Am I going to eat today?" And it had been a full day, and now it was almost noon, so a day and a half.
Am I going to eat today? Oh,
exactly.
My gosh. Yeah,
yeah,
amazing.
It still breaks my heart when I think about families like theirs.
Stacy, thanks for sharing the stories. Emergency Food Pantry, one of the many worthy charities coming up for Giving Hearts Day. Good day to take a look.
Hey folks, Matt the Pizza Guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. It's the week of the big game, and you're still racking your brain over what dip to do or what side to serve for total success. Well, take a delay of game, or better yet, call a timeout and just go back to what got you here. A Pizza Corner Pizza. Loaded with touchdown toppings and generous amounts of champion cheese, Pizza Corner Pizzas will light up the scoreboard. Stack one today from your local grocery store and see for yourself why Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste, that's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include Crop, Pasture, and Hunting land auctions in Walsh, Emmons, Adams, Cass, Logan, Lamore, Oliver, and McLean counties in North Dakota, and Yellow Medicine County in Minnesota, and Farm Retirement Equipment auctions in Wishick, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazelton, Fort Yates, and Dickinson, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is a coordinated and comprehensive response to the weather.
That's Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel, as the Midwest is bracing for record-breaking cold weather and never-before-felt wind chills.
City workers across agencies and departments have been working around the clock, and they will continue to do that throughout the week.
Parts of the Midwest could feel wind chills tomorrow and Thursday as low as 50 or more degrees below zero. While things may not get that bad in the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic and the South, they too will be getting a blast of Arctic cold. Former advisor to President Trump, Roger Stone, expected to be back in a federal courtroom in Washington today and expected to plead not guilty in the Mueller probe. Outside his Florida home yesterday, he called the case against him, quote, raw abuse of power. Charges against him include obstruction, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
And we do not have Lynn Helms today. We thought we had Lynn scheduled for today, but evidently that wasn't our goal. It's a little challenging scheduling Lynn during the legislative session because, of course, he's got to be in a number of hearings. So it's always a little bit of a moving target. So we will reschedule that best we can. Also got a conversation this week with Mike Summers, who's the president of American Petroleum Institute. One time, Chief of Staff for John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, and now head of the American Petroleum Institute. And, of course, it's a powerful organization, you know, representing oil and gas interests in North Dakota. So I look forward to that conversation. It'll be coming up on the program this week. I don't remember what day. Tomorrow, we're at the campus of the North Dakota Safety Council. Looking forward to that. I'm broadcast from there. Should be great fun as well. And lots more fun to come this week. Okay, let's see here. We have a couple things to do. One, Todd, what's the I'm looking for, but I don't find it. I'm guessing you have it in front of you. The advisory related to black ice. I'm looking at I-29 right now, and we've got a semi on the ditch. We got slow traffic, and I don't know, but I assume black ice is the culprit. What do you got?
DOT and Highway Patrol warn the public to be aware that with very cold temperatures, black ice may be encountered on roadways, especially in high-traffic areas. Much of the black ice is created by the moisture tracked onto roadways by vehicles and from vehicles' exhaust systems. It forms when temps drop rapidly and any moisture in the road freezes into a smooth, nearly invisible, slippery surface. This thin layer of ice is very hard for motorists to detect. So drivers need to be especially vigilant in looking for changes in a road surface that may affect traction.
You know what you need to know right there. No cruise control. That's rule number one, right? We know that from all of our trooper talks. Go. Exactly right. MyPillow today is one of our fine sponsors, as always. Just heard from Mike Lindell. He's going to be speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast. I don't know if I'm supposed to know that or not. Because they usually keep... the guests at the various events secret, but that's an awesome, awesome honor, without question, coming up early in February. But Mike has invented, of course, the best pillow on earth, and now diversifying into all kinds of other products. My personal favorite, besides the pillow, happens to be the Giza sheets, but the mattress topper's right up there as well. Three layers of foam, support layer, one that helps relieve the pressure points, that's another layer, and then the cover. It's an ultra-soft, patented temperature-regulating cover. That's how smart the cover is. You know what? If you know, you're just going to make sure you're not hot, you're not cold, you're just exactly how you want to be. Isn't that great? Now, this is 30% off for our listeners when you use the promo code SCOTT. And when you do that, in addition to getting 30% off, you get two free standard MyPillows. Yeah, I said the word free. So MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. One of our questions today, if you could go anywhere to escape this cold, where would you go? We're keeping a list here and trying to decide where to go. Your favorite warm weather spot. We've got pictures from listeners of their vacations and different ideas and calls and texts, so this has been fun. Frank, any ideas?
Yes, good morning. I'd like to go to Atlanta, Georgia to the Super Bowl. I know the Vikings are playing as cold as it is.
Because hell froze over? Is that what you're about to say? Did I beat you to the punchline?
Yeah, I just set you up for it. You can say it. I didn't want to say
it. Yeah, I like saying the punchline. Thank you for that. That's kind of fun. Yeah, good point. So there you go.
So cold today. It's so cold in Northwest Minnesota today. I opened my window, but I couldn't get it shut.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it very much. Today, folks, is National Plan for Vacation Day. You know, there's a day for everything. You know that, don't you? Perfect number, 356. There's a day for everything. And every year, more than half of North Dakotans, 61%, fail to use all of their time off. So there's this stockpile of nearly 3 million unused vacation days. So a smart guy, this president of the U.S. Travel Association, he says, National Plan for Vacation Day is an opportunity to say, you know, Americans, where do you want to go? And who better than the travel industry to help you plan the perfect vacation, see? Because there's something for everyone. Sunny day at the beach, snowball fight in the mountains. Yeah, let's go to Hawaii, and Hawaii can come here. It's got to get boring to live in that all every day, doesn't it? So today's the day. 53% of planners took their vacation time versus 43% of non-planners. Plan the vacation. It's a good thing my wife's a planner. Sneak off once in a while, although we've not been to a warm weather vacation in a long time. That's why I'm up for it this year. So don't let your vacation days go unused. Start planning your trip. You might as well go to North Dakota. Come on to Medora, ndtourism.com. Start here and at least plan a vacation today, even if you don't end up saying, I'm going to go somewhere warm. Jack is next on What's on Your Mind. Jack, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Say, I just have a comment on the national debt and also the wall, this national emergency declaration. I know all of us who supported Trump, we want to see him be true to his campaign promises or tactics, whichever way you want to look at it. But what are the ramifications of declaring a national emergency to build a wall? I mean, we're talking about something that would cross and interfere with state sovereignty and cross many municipalities. Well, you know, what are the ramifications of that?
And well, I think that's one of the reasons that he's been reluctant to do it, because that would be challenged in court. He's saying that his and Senator Cramer told me the same thing. He said they've got a boatload of legal advice that this is airtight. But it'll be challenged by somebody. They'll take it to the Ninth Circuit Court, and they'll find some, you know, liberal judge. Here's the deal, though. Just step back from it for a minute, Jack. I was thinking about this the other day. You know, why do we have a military?
To protect our nation.
Right, to protect our nation. So, isn't it logical that we, you know, if we don't have a border that is secure, the threats can come across that border, that we have a threat. So I think it fits into the same reason we have a military, that we would have a national emergency if you've got a political process so broken they can't recognize we need border security.
Absolutely, and I agree with that 100%. My thought, though, is I'm not hearing anything about the ramifications. I'm not hearing any scenario being played out of what this will actually look like. And the other bureaucracies or departments within the government administration that are going to come involved in this. This is just something that is going to go deep. It's going to become something that is, it's not just our army, it's not just our military forces that will be involved. This is something that is going to have some very deep and many tentacles of ramifications on it, involving many departments that we might not want involved. And this might possibly be, I know we might really have to stretch our brain cords here, but might possibly be Trump being set up by the opposition to put him in a corner to do this so these other governmental entities can come into play and be used as a subversive tactic against him and what he thought was going to be a good agenda. So that's why I think it's make Congress do this. Do everything you can to not declare a national emergency, because you don't want the tentacles of other governmental departments and bureaucracies getting involved in this. It's going to be too overshadowed. It's going to be too deep, too dark, and too sinister. You don't want a national emergency declared. Even though we do have a national emergency, that's why we need to force Congress to do those necessary things so that this whole thing is not being just dropped on the president.
I tell you, as I said earlier, I'm encouraged at least by this conference committee and some of the comments coming from Democrats about listening to experts. Because if they do, we'll have a wall. We'll have border security. But you thought long and hard about the downside on the national emergency, and I hear you. I just think you can't throw your hands up like we have, obviously, since 86. I mean, every president since Reagan has wrestled with this, and we don't get there. You know, and Republicans, when they had control, couldn't get it done because they didn't have 60 votes, and they could stop it. So maybe. And Donald Trump will be the reason it happened because of the commitment to this issue in his campaign for president made it happen. We'll see. Emailer says, I'm leaving on Friday for Tampa on a cruise to Key West, Belize, and Cozumel.
Now you're clucking.
Sounds nice. We'll add those to the list. Texter says, good morning, Scott. I really enjoy your program each morning. It's awesome how you keep everyone up on things going on. I'm from Central South Dakota and considering relocating as a heavy equipment operator. North Dakota's looking better every day. Keep up the great job informing everyone. What a kind first-time texter there. Thank you for that. And don't tell Christy Nolman, we'd love to have you. Come on up. There's a lot of heavy equipment operators in North Dakota making some mega bucks living in God's country. So come on up. Texter says, I'm staying warm restoring toy tractors for toy farmers because without toy farmers, there would be no toy food.
Nice.
Very good. I like it.
Just a text from Cabo. Listening to What's in Your Mind in Cabo, San Lucas?
Oh, my God.
How about that?
Did we get a picture?
Yeah, I put it up there for you.
Oh, did you? I got to go find it. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
How about that? I love that.
Yeah, no kidding. To the person who got rubbed the wrong way on the comment about blaming Mexico, I think Mexico deserves some of the blame. We don't seem to have a major illegal immigration problem across the northern border of this country because the Canadian border officials, along with the U.S. border officials on our northern border, do the job to keep people out. I don't think the Mexican side of the southern border is doing its job to help keep people from crossing illegally. Build the wall. Texter back to another debate on human trafficking as a reason for the border security. Adds this, the end user for many of these trafficked children are none other than the Democrat and Hollywood elites. I urge you to look up Adrene Crome, without an H, C-R-O-M-E. How would you say that? Adrene Crome? I don't know. It must be harvested from a living human adrenaline gland. Sadly, I think this is why the push for abortion is so prevalent among them, not to mention organ harvesting. What's scary is Google's main server is named Adrena and Chrome. Of course, we all know. All in plain sight. What in the world? Thanks for that. Somebody says Bon Air. Where's Bon Air? Anybody know about Bon Air? Is that a warm weather spot?
Caribbean.
Is it?
Down by South America.
Never heard of it. Bon Air, huh? More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket, while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
That's a pretty good list there, wouldn't you say? We'll go on the, Beach Boys tour. Kokomo.
Which actually doesn't exist.
No?
Yeah, there's no such place.
Just in a song.
Yeah, they just came up with it.
Well, all the other places they mentioned sound warm to me. And they have those, what do you call those drums again?
Steel drums.
It's steel drums, yeah.
Jamaican.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Well, our warm weather spot tomorrow is Bismarck, North Dakota. And it is warmer than some. We'll be there for the North Dakota Safety Council broadcasting live. And talk safety and preview the upcoming 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference at the Bismarck Event Center. Plus two big days of pre-conference, February 18th and 19th. This is North Dakota's biggest safety event. And it's loaded up. 16 pre-conference sessions, 3 first-class keynotes, 88 breakout sessions happening on this. Amazing hands-on training. They have a multi-story custom-built training prop right there in the arena, the event center. So it's amazing. And no matter what industry you're from, there's training for everyone. Seriously, everyone. Construction, manufacturing, oil and gas, utilities, healthcare, agriculture, government, transportation, you name it. If you're in safety, you got to be at this event. You do. And new in 2019, the NDSC CEU. Course is for human resources and the safety professional. If you're in law enforcement or EMS, CEUs for attending the courses there as well. So NDSC.org. And listen in tomorrow on the show. We'll have a little fun talking to Chuck Claremont and their crew at the North Dakota Safety Council. Okay, folks, last chance to vote on where we're going to escape this cold. National plan for vacation day. We're taking it serious. Start planning for the vacation. And if you're fine with the cold, don't care, don't need to go to the warmer weather, you can still plan for your vacation. You know, you can plan on Medora. The Border Patrol wives have a request. It should be on every news organization. Front and center. Front pages. On the evening news. Because these are the wives. The women who are front line because of their husbands being front line in trying to defend this border. I wonder if they're going to come home at night. What do they think about border security? What do they think about the leadership?
I think it's really important to note that it is not President Trump that is necessarily asking for the wall. Border Patrol and our agents, our experts here, have been asking for it for years. We finally have a president that has come here and seen firsthand the need for it and has had our back. I don't know of many presidents that could really have gone through the turmoil that he's gone through to try to help us get this. So, again, it's Border Patrol and the agents that are asking for it. It's not Trump. So you can support a wall without being a supporter of Trump. They don't have to go hand in hand.
And I think they're trying to find a way to do just that.
What do they know?
If they do, great. And but Nancy Pelosi should be at the border. She's not going to be, though, because that's going to prove Donald Trump right, see? And you know, she's not going to. But I think there's enough Democrats that will. So she can stay there and cover her how can I say this? Night derriere? Yeah, she can cover her, you know.
Hind end.
Yeah, hind end. Trying to keep it nice. Texter sent us a screenshot of the temperature in Antarctica. You know what it is right now? It's 11 below. That's warmer than it is here.
It's summer, though.
Yeah. Warmer in Antarctica. The texter says, warmer in Antarctica right now. I'm going there. Windchill's only 36 below there. Only, right?
Good luck booking a flight.
Another texter says, what a screwed up world. Mexicans want to come here where it's 50 below. We want to go to Mexico where it's 70 above. Then you wonder why nobody can make up their mind? Another texter, we should use illegal Mexicans, illegal immigrants, to build the wall. At least we would be getting something back from them instead of just paying them for nothing. All right. Ron in Bismarck, you got something for our list on National Plan Your Vacation Day?
Hey, Scott. This is Ron from Bismarck. Hey, we'd like to go to a place called Ixtapa, Zihuatanejo in Mexico. It's on the west coast. Nighttime about 70 degrees, 85, 90 during the day. Excellent place. The weather is pretty much 95% guaranteed. In between Acapulco and Puerto Vallarta, you land in Ixtapa, and it's about a 20-minute ride to Zihuatanejo, you land in Zihuatanejo, and then you take a 20-minute ride to Ixtapa, and there are about 20, 30 different resorts you can go to, and they're all inclusive. Beautiful place.
And none of the news stories about some of the crime and the drug things and the resorts being, a dangerous place with drinks being spiked or any of that, none of that has bothered you?
You know, Scott, we have never had a problem. We've been there probably going on about 14 years now. My wife gets up in the morning, it's still dark, and she runs into the mountains, a very close area. We have had nothing but satisfactory conditions there. The people treat us like kings. I'd rather go there than Chicago. You couldn't pay me to go to Chicago and go down Main Street. Be honest with you. I'm not serious.
I hear you, Ron. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. Ixtapa, new one to add to the list. I'm thanking God I'm in the warm part of the state, says Dan in Dickinson. Thank you, Dan. Pelosi says the wall will be built when hell freezes over. Let's get building. Yeah. A little cold out there. Man alive. Ray, North Dakota, 19 below right now. Don't know what the wind chill is, but thank you for that update. California, Mexico on our list. If I could go anywhere I wanted. Wait a minute. My plane leaves Friday for Cancun for 10 days. Oh, making us jealous. Thank you. See you tomorrow, folks. And what's on your mind? God bless you.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.